Good evening, my fellow Americans, and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to be back with you again. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired and still out there pitching, volunteering my time for our two police and military associations up there at our headquarters in Idaho County, Idaho. Hello to everybody up there. Angela, my bride, and I miss all of you guys and hope to be back with you in a few weeks here. I guess it's probably close to a month yet. But anyway, we're getting through it here in Indiana. A lot of wonderful people here. We're enjoying socialization with flatlanders down here in Indiana. And I mean to tell you, the land is flat, folks. Wow, it's kind of like Arizona and Phoenix there. It's really a beautiful place, though. But, man, there's no pine trees and no mountains. I don't understand how people can live like that. Well, good to be back with you tonight, folks. And we're going to have our dear brother on with us our representative for Republic Trading coming on in just a few minutes. Jeff Bennett is been a friend of mine a long time, and he still lives in Phoenix there, and he's helping out Republic Broadcasting with keeping all of us informed about the economic situation we're in this country, and also what we can do about it. Okay. And the best thing to do about it today, folks, is get the heck out of the stock market, or at least take a lot of your money out of the stock market and put it in gold and silver. Now, that's coming from this old cop, but I'm not too dumb. I mean, some people think I am, but I'm smart enough to know that you can't lose everything like we have over a number of times as the international banksters control the stock market, run it up, run it down, dump it when everybody's in the market to take everybody's money. And they've done this. 1929 was one of their was their best deal in doing that and made everybody indigent. And so best thing to do is get into some gold and silver. But I've asked Jeff to come on the program and tell us a little bit about what's going on in the economy. So he should be with us in a few minutes here. And he'll stay to the bottom of the hour. And then we've got some things to share with you from all of our research at our two police and military associations. Be right back.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage charge. Zandones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Jeff with us yet? Okay. All right. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and having some chuckles today watching the news. I think it's so silly that, they're screaming and hollering about Bush giving orders here sometime back, just after 9/11, to spy on Americans, without getting warrants to listen in on their phone calls and their computers and so forth. And it's really kind of funny to this old cop, because I know that the government, who has been headed up by the international crime families of America, the American government, has been spying on the American people on the phones and our computer and email and all this for a number of years already. But anyway, they're hitting him today about that. And I just have to chuckle when he gets on and says about how the American people expect two things out of us, and we're going to give it to them, and that is we're going to protect them, and we're going to protect their liberties. We're going to protect their constitutional rights and all. And then I'm looking here at, a day or two ago, Capitol Hill's Blue newspaper put out Doug Thompson, the head of that organization, founder and publisher of Capitol Hill's Blue, put out the report that last month Republican congressional leaders filed into the Oval Office to hear George W. Bush talking or screaming, you might say, about the controversial U.S. Patriot Act, the unconstitutional U.S. Patriot Act. And remember, folks, I couldn't use the language that our good Christian president uses, because Christians don't use that kind of language. But he said, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face," Bush screamed back. "It's just a GD piece of paper." Yes. Yeah, he's going to protect the people's constitutional rights and give us security at the same time. That's why we have that completely unconstitutional Patriot Act that they're trying to renew. And I guess the Senate dumped on him today, and that's really good. I mean, that's really wonderful. But so part of the provisions won't go into a force, won't be in force after a few days here, it looks like. So good things are still happening, folks, but it is funny to hear Bush yelling about he's going to protect the people's rights when his job is to cause terrorism in the United States so the people will willingly give up their constitution and their Bill of Rights so he can enforce martial law on the people. So it is just kind of hilarious. But anyway, let's see here. Jeff's coming on in a few minutes, I believe, anyway, and trying to think what I can share with you here while we're waiting for him. Senator John Cornyn, I guess it is, C-O-R-N-Y-N, Cornyn, I guess is the way you say it, December 16, put out a very good article here on the war on religion, and it's very, very good. It came out in the neocon socialist allegedly conservative Human Events magazine here. Human Events pretends to be a conservative publication, but it promotes the destruction of America, you know, the world government system, totalitarian government and all. But Senator John Cornyn came up with blaming the courts for the war on Christmas. And it's a very interesting article, folks. Let me see if I can get you to it on the online. Okay, here is where you go to online to get this article. It's www.humaneventsonline.com. Okay, humaneventsonline.com. One word: human events online. That's one word. www.humaneventsonline.com. And look for Courts Are to Blame for War on Christmas. Very good article. Senator John Cornyn sure made a good... I'm going to share some of it with you here while we wait for Jeff. It says here now, for generations, Christmas trees, nativity scenes, menorahs, and other traditional holiday items have been displayed in places of business and public squares, largely without objections. Groups could sing carols, schools could hold pageants, children could exchange Christmas cards, and towns across America could place Christmas trees and menorahs in front of courthouses. Today, however, it seems the first order of business every December may soon be for you and me, Americans, to consult their lawyers before making these decisions on how we're going to celebrate and how we're going to decorate things. For example, the Plano, Texas Independent School District last year banned Christmas colors that they believed was offensive and prohibited students from handing out candy canes and pencils with religious messages on them, even barring parents from exchanging religious Christmas items with other parents. I'd like to know how they accomplished that, folks. I mean, it's one thing when you put your children in these brain laundries, government brain laundries, and let their minds be manipulated, but how did they ban, it says here, they barred parents from exchanging religious Christmas items with other parents. Schools are taking over, aren't they? Most troubling of all, he says, at a time when good men and women in uniform are risking their lives for the cause of freedom around the globe, the district prohibited students from writing Merry Christmas on cards to soldiers because the phrase might offend someone. In the Dodgeville, Wisconsin, Ridgeway Elementary School, they changed the names of Silent Night to Cold in the Night. I think we covered that yesterday, so I won't go into that with you again. But he says, hostility to faith, though, extends well beyond the classroom. Just last week, two Florida cities jointly tried to ban a private display now, folks, of a nativity scene on public property, only backing down in the face of lawsuits. And it's the good old communist ACLU in there that's doing these things, folks. The ACLU in 2003 filed suit against Cranston City, Rhode Island, challenging a menorah and a nativity scene In Boston, the city changed the name of the annual Christmas tree to a holiday tree, sparking significant criticism in the community. He says, the senator says, this secularization, however, highlights a more pervasive reality. The Senate Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Property Rights held a hearing in 2004 to explore hostility to religious expression in the public square. The results were shocking. The Liberty Legal Institute, a Texas-based advocacy group, documented more than 50 pages of examples of hostility to religious expression. 50 pages, that's quite a bit there. And that probably wasn't all of them. For example, an 11-year-old Muslim student testified before the subcommittee that she was suspended for wearing her religious hair covering to school in violation of the school's dress code. The school allowed it only after confronted with the Justice Department investigation, with a Justice Department investigation. In St. Louis, a 12-year-old elementary school student was reprimanded by her school for quietly saying a prayer before lunch in a school cafeteria. Public high school students in Massachusetts were suspended for trying to hand out candy canes with biblical passages attached. Some suggest that these examples simply reflect changing societal norms. Well, it certainly does, folks. The truth is, these issues reflect the fear of litigation that cities and state governments, as well as private citizens, feel over religious displays and their concern about crossing the often misunderstood line between church and state. And who can blame them? One need look no further than the muddled First Amendment jurisprudence of the U.S. Supreme Court to understand the state of confusion underlying society's view towards religious expression in the public square, included that related to Christmas. There's no confusion, folks. The Supreme Court knows exactly what they're doing, making this an atheist, humanist society. They know exactly what they're doing. It's not confusion, as the senator so kindly says here. But he goes on and says, the First Amendment clearly provides that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor interfering with the free exercise thereof. Noting in these provisions requires government... Oops, let me back up here. It says nothing in these provisions requires government to be hostile to religious speech or religious liberty. The Constitution nowhere requires government to expel expressions of faith from the public square, nor forbids government from acknowledging, indeed celebrating, the important role faith plays in the lives of the American people. Yet some courts, led by the U.S. Supreme Court, have demonstrated an unmistakable hostility towards religious expression in the public square. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Just looking through our Operation Vampire Killer 2000, and we have a number of statements in there, our police and military manual that we've had out for about 14 years now. I have another number of examples there of just what our senator here is talking about, Senator John Cornyn. But let's finish up what he's saying here, and then I'll share a couple of those with you, and then we'll be going to, I think, Jimmy in Texas. Hang on, Jimmy. We'll be with you in just a minute here. He's saying here, the First Amendment clearly provides that Congress shall make no laws. We covered that. Nothing in these provisions requires government to be hostile to religious speech or religious liberty. The Constitution nowhere requires the government to expel expression of faith from the public square, nor forbids government from acknowledging, even indeed celebrating, the important role faith has played in the lives of the American people. Yet some courts, led by the U.S. Supreme Court, have demonstrated an unmistakable hostility towards religious expression in the public square. This effort to cleanse virtually all things religious from public life, including Christmas, is impossible to ignore and is contrary to our nation's founding principle. Well, let me just say this to the senator and to you folks out there, that they are not banning everything religious. You can still practice witchcraft. You can, the teachers are teaching the kids witchcraft with these books that are put out all the time. What's that kid's name that goes into Hogwarts or something like that and is teaching witchcraft to all of our kids? There's a female writer in Britain, I guess, publishing these books. You can teach paganism. You can teach earth worship. You can teach all these things, but you can't teach about God and Jesus Christ, number one, okay? And so he's off base there. There is a lot of religion being taught, but they say, oh, that's not religion, teaching witchcraft and paganism and shamanism and all these things. Okay, so anyway, he says, public expression of faith, one of the very freedoms most cherished by our founding fathers, should not be allowed to fall victim to a perversion or perversive misunderstanding of the First Amendment perpetrated by a handful of secularists and judicial activists. In particular, and once again, folks, this isn't a misunderstanding. These secularists, humanists, and atheists, judicial activists, know exactly what they're doing. In particular, he says, though, during this time of religious celebration for so many Americans, we should remember that we should, by right, be free to exercise our religious beliefs openly and to celebrate collectively those beliefs as we choose. Well, we appreciate the senator. Senator Comyn, is it Comyn? Wait a minute, they got it spelled different on the front here. They got Cornyn on the front, and then they got Comyn, Republican from Texas, on the back here. So they got it spelled differently in two different places. I don't know what it is, but anyway, as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he served previously as Attorney General for Texas and as a state Supreme Court Justice. So we do thank Senator John Cornyn, I believe it is, from what it says here, for his post on December 16th. Very, very good. And I just wanted to share with you a couple things here, folks. They know exactly what they're doing because they're following the communist rules for revolution. Captured in Dusseldorf, Germany, May 1919, and they're following Trotsky, and they're following Karl Marx, who said, my object is to dethrone God. And Trotsky said, religions are ideological primitive ignorance. There's nothing as ridiculous and tragic as a religious government, which we used to be years back. And the Humanist magazine, the humanism that's being taught in our schools today, is their doctrinal statement is this: we are humanists, we are not for God, we are socialists. And then in their magazine, 1983, February issue, they said this: John Dumphy, humanist, said, I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers that correctly perceive their roles as proselytizers of a new faith, which will replace the rotting corpse of Christianity. This isn't accidental, folks. This isn't misunderstanding by the Supreme Court and the inferior courts. It's planned that way. All right, now let's go to Jimmy in Texas. Jimmy, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, hello, Officer Jack. Good to talk to you again.
Good to have you on.
Hey, being from Texas, I can go ahead and confirm that it is Cornyn, however you want to say it. It's not
Cornyn.
An M. I think
okay.
That R and the N ran together to make an M there.
Oh, okay. Very good.
But, yeah, maybe he had a somewhat decent piece there, but if you look at his the gentleman's history, unfortunately, he's not much of a legislator.
Uh-huh.
And should I squeeze it out real quick or hold over?
No, just hang on here. Yeah, we'll okay. Be back in right after the bottom of the hour break. Jimmy, just hang on. We'll be right back with you.
Got it.
Okay, folks, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have Jimmy on in from Texas. Jimmy, please continue.
Well, getting back to what you were talking about with freedom of speech or expression of religious ideas in public places, I was wondering what you think as far as, don't you think all those same tenets that apply to freedom of expression or any of your rights, let's say, freedom to exercise any of your rights, should they not also be applied to when you work for a corporation or if you are at a corporation, since they are creations of the state themselves? I'd think that all the same rules we have for the government would trickle down to creations of the government. And I don't see how a company could, discourage people from displaying religious symbols at work or even carrying a sidearm at work. One thing if it's a private business that mom and pop own, but I think if they've incorporated and they're using protections that the state gives them, I think then, of course, they should be obligated to abide by all the rules and regulations we have for the state in the United States. How about you?
Well, I think that's an interesting idea concept, because we do have judges who have said here and there around the country from the bench that if you have a corporation, you're a government entity. But our problem, Jimmy, is that they're trying to hide that. They don't want you to know it until you go to court for some reason, and the judge will stand up and say, we own you. But they don't want the American people to know that, because they want you to have corporations, and if the American people found out that you were a government entity once you incorporated, guess what? The people would take other avenues like LLCs or something like that and not incorporate.
Right.
And so they don't want that out there, so I think you'd have a difficult time. They'd put their government lawyers on that and try to hush it up, because if it is true, and according to what the judges have said from the bench, you're a government entity once you incorporate, have a state incorporation. But they sure don't want that out. So your idea, I think it'd be a very interesting challenge in court, because if you go to court on those issues, they would probably have to admit that you're right. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
But my goodness, they would have to get with their controlled media and say, hey, this file is closed, this courtroom is closed, and you don't say a thing about this in the media, because if the people found out you're a government entity, if you're incorporated, then the people would flee from those type of organizations that give government great control over the people.
I think you're right. You know, they could silence me, but if all of us were doing it, they'd have a hard time. I guess what it's called is piercing the corporate veil.
That's interesting, Jimmy. An interesting thought. Yes, they've declared that they own these corporations, so they should have to handle it the same way they do government, any other government entity.
Well, hopefully, if any listeners out there are having problems with a corporation that they might be employed by, maybe they should think about that defense themselves.
Yeah, and one great way to follow up on that, if people are interested, is to get a hold of Dr. Everett Sullivan. Now, he changed his name about 15 years ago, and I can't think of what it is, but we do have his address. And matter of fact, I had him on the show one time back. I think we've got his phone number someplace, but if you could just write to him, we could you get a hold of us at our office, and we could give you his address and write to him. And he has a book he put out that has in there what the exact words the judge told him, that they could come burn down his church because it was a government entity, and he couldn't do anything about it because he had a state incorporation for the church. So I think he'd probably get excited about you pursuing that avenue, because indeed he tried to expose that to the American people, but as I said, the controlled media and the government ignored him, and his book never got out too far except in special Christian patriot groups, you know.
Well, luckily I haven't had to fight anything like that yet, but being a person who carries a sidearm, you know, there's always that chance where my employer may find out and try and drop the hammer on me violating some company policy. But as far as I'm concerned, their company policy violates state laws.
Yes, yes, very, very true, very true. Because your constitutionally protected rights supersede the rules and regulations of companies and government entities that go against the Constitution. So you're thinking correctly, Jimmy. Interesting. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
Hey, thank you for letting me bounce that
idea. Okay, very good. Take care now. All right, let's go to Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, Jack. What's the latest on the Patriot Act?
Well, things are looking good, brother. The Senate on Friday rejected attempts to reauthorize those several provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act by that were truly infringing on our American people's privacy and liberty. And I guess they defeated the Bush administration today and the Republican leaders in a vote. They turned down, they needed something like they weren't able to get the 60 votes needed to overturn the threatened filibuster.
Yeah, those is what I just heard. I switched over on your last break. And,
right. I'm happy to see.
Propaganda news, and that's what they said. They said the Bush administration would have to, in my words, reinvent some more propaganda to try to push it through.
They'll do it, actually, when they get the next terrorism attacks on America. You wait to see what they pass after that. Yeah. They'll have literally martial law on the streets, so all of this will be moot. But I'm happy to see Senators Russ Feingold, Democrat from Wisconsin, and our Republican Idaho Senator Larry Craig, we're going to do the filibustering, so I'm happy to see that.
Right.
But the final vote, I guess, was 52-47, so they almost got it through, but not quite.
Yeah. Well, they learned how to do it better for the next time, is what they
found
out. But at least it gave me a good feeling when I heard that. You all
know
about it, but I spent all day yesterday on the phone calling Senate, and I'll probably do that again Monday to see how they did vote. As of now, I don't know which one or who voted for what. But,
well, Ralph, that's the best thing you could have said right there to me, brother, because you're an activist and you're actually out there in the field doing what God expects you to do, and that's standing up to tyranny. And so I'm so happy to hear you say that, that you're actively involved in trying to control these elected things that we voted in up there. You know?
Well, that's what makes it work, I think. And
yeah.
it sure gave me a lift when I heard that. Of course, like I say, you already knew that, but I didn't know it until just about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, hallelujah, man. We win them when we get busy and we call in and we write in and we email. And when we kick up sand in the face of these tyrants, brother, Ralph, it seems like we win most of the time.
Oh,
it really does.
Well, I win for myself.
That's
incorrect thing to say, but you always wonder if maybe just you and a couple more is called and have a whole lot to do with it, and I like
Absolutely.
To let it rest with that. But,
Absolutely.
Okay,
well, thanks.
Jack, thank you very much.
Hey, Ralph, and thank you for being an activist, buddy. I'll tell you. I love people that line up with me and go forward in the right direction to try to stand up for God and freedom, and you're one of those people, so thank you so much, Ralph.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, good call. Yes, I really like to hear that because it's not over, as they say, till the fat lady sings. Kind of insensitive, I guess, that statement, but that's an old saying, and I guess the fat lady hadn't sung yet. But, if we lay down and we do nothing, it's over. I mean, and we've got so many people that I know, and you know, folks, that are dead and just wandering around looking for a place to lay down because they won't stand up for anything. And so they might as well just find a place to lay down and play dead because they're already dead. According to what God said, he wants people to stand up with him against his enemies. And so praise the Lord for Jimmy and Ralph and all you out there that are actively involved because we win every time we get active. We certainly do, and we prove it all the time. We're just going to keep on doing it because now more and more people are waking up, praise God, than ever before. But what this means is, folks, that the enemy of liberty and enemy of our Lord knows exactly this is happening by using the First Amendment. You using it one-on-one or manufacturing ways to use it collectively, like, for example, my buddy in Phoenix, I keep using the example where every Sunday he either goes to his church and then the next Sunday he gets a flyer like I have right here from Senator John Cronin down there in Texas. That'd be a beautiful flyer to lay on the windshield like he does every Sunday or every other Sunday. He goes out into the church parking lots of other churches in Tempe, Arizona and Mesa, Arizona. In Phoenix, and puts these flyers of something important on the windshield of Christians to try to help wake them up. So there's all kinds of things we can be doing, or just as simple as having some flyers or newsletters like our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Interesting, folks, when you hand people a newsletter written by police officers and soldiers on the Constitution, they go gaga over that. Because they give respectability to police officers and soldiers, you know, and it has credibility. So you can hand out our police and military publications to anybody, and most of them is going to take it and read it. Putting in a little plug there for our Volunteer Police and Military Association that's been around almost 25 years now. But if you'd like to get copies of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues, let me give out our address here. It is, and once again, don't put on the envelope Police and Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. You don't have to. Just put a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A, and send that out to HC11, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357. Kamiah, that's Kamiah, Idaho, 83536. 83536. and ask for a copy of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and you'll see what we mean. You can hand that out to hard-headed relatives who believe you're wacko because you love God, you love the Constitution, and you're an activist, and you're not just sitting back in your prayer closet awaiting the rapture and not willing to do anything God told you to do, but just pray. You put feet to your prayers, and it scares the devil out of most of our fellow Christians out there. But you can hand them an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and they'll take it. It's so unusual that police and military would be talking about constitutional issues and things like you talk about, try to talk to about hard to hard-headed relatives and friends, and they ignore you. So write to us there. And if you wouldn't mind, we're a volunteer police and military association. Put $3, would you, in the envelope. Don't write a check, please. Just put $3 in the envelope. And we won't buy hamburgers with it or anything. We'll use it to pay the printer and to pay the postage to get that to you. And you'll see what I mean. And then in that newsletter, you'll see how you can order 100 copies of that, 20 copies, 50 copies of them, and get them out to your friends and relatives, and they do a fantastic job of waking them up because they have a hard time arguing with soldiers and police officers that are concerned about the U.S. Constitution. So anyway, my little advertisement for our police and military associations and our work to try to educate our brothers and sisters in uniform and get them back on the side of the American people at this time under their oath. And asking them, too, to say no, absolutely no, to any immoral or unlawful orders. You know, when I first started this organization, folks, I didn't think I would have any trouble with convincing our administration and the Phoenix Police Department, the sixth largest city in the United States, about the worthiness of what I was doing. I mean, how could, I guess I was very naive, how could my department that I believed in 150% at that time, and the administration that I cared about very much, who had awarded me more awards than any officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, I was the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, but I didn't realize when I started my constitutional publication, I just didn't know, I wasn't ready for the fact that soon I would earn another title, and that is the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. Because I started writing to my fellow officers and even soldiers, because I'm a Vietnam Air War vet, and about the U.S. Constitution, about them saying no to immoral and unlawful orders. And all heck broke loose, I'll tell you what. Here I am, the most highly decorated officer. The chief loved me. Everybody loved me. My supervisors loved me because I was bringing even national attention on the Phoenix Police Department. I had created a program with the Sears Roebuck Foundation called the Officer Friendly Program that went nationwide. And I thought, man, they're going to love this. I'm going to publish a constitutional publication for police and soldiers. Oh, no. Boy, did I wake up quick. I mean, they came down on me like a ton of bricks. Tried to get me to stop publishing. I refused to do it. I just shook my head and couldn't believe it. They took the same oath I took to defend the Constitution and protect the people's rights and their liberties. And I was shocked with the hatred and the attacks on me. And then because I wouldn't stop publishing to police and soldiers a constitutional publication, they assigned a sergeant. At that time, it was a lot of money, but this sergeant, I found out, was being paid $45,000 a year to do nothing but follow me. The most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, followed me night and day, in town, out of town, to try to find me doing something wrong, anything, so they could fire me. Well, God said, if you stand up for God, you know, and declare his name, folks, you will be persecuted. He didn't say you might be, could be, possibly be. He said you will be persecuted in my name. So praise the Lord. If you're being persecuted today, you are in the right position, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Well, folks, we're wrapping up the program here, it looks like. Just wanted to share a few things with you out of Operation Vampire Killer 2000. And that's what we were talking about tonight. It's not insensitivity to the Christian religion that's happening out there. Is hatred for the Christian religion that is coming from the bowels of our government, state houses, and federal government, because they're atheist and humanist at the very top, and even worse than that, Satanist at the very top, you know, that worship Lucifer, and of course, that's a whole other program. So many of them are involved in Freemasonry, which Freemasons at the lower level don't know that their god is Lucifer, the great G on their rings. Well, anyway, that's another subject. But anyway, let me share with you here some of the communist rules for revolution that I've shared with you before. But it fits right in with what we're talking about tonight. The number one rule for capturing a Western nation and destroying a Western nation's belief in God, number one on here is corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, destroy their ruggedness. And here's another one, get people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on sex, athletics, books, plays, and other trivialities, and it goes on and on. But this is not accidental. You know, it's the way that they have decided to change this nation. And we've read you a section in Operation Vampire Killer 2000 where Harvard professor, university professor, who's a humanist and a New World Order man, pushing the New World Order, who teaches, instructs new student teachers that, and here's his quote, every child in America who enters school at the age of five is mentally ill because he comes to school with an allegiance to our institutions towards the preservation of this form of government that we now have. Patriotism, nationalism, and sovereignty all proves that the children are truly sick because a truly well individual child is one who has rejected all of those things and is truly an international child of the future. Dr. Paul Branwan, leading U.S. child psychologist who also instructs these student teachers that are going on to into the government brain laundries to as change agents to change our children that we put in there, states this, every child who believes in God is mentally ill. You know, and Dr. Sidney Simon, another educator, says to the teachers, the student teachers, we do not need any more preaching about right or wrong. The old thou shalt not simply are not relevant today. He further states, values clarification is the method for teachers to change the values of children without getting caught. Okay, so it's not accidental, folks. So many people have the idea that we're under the accidental theory of government. No, government is a tool of control, and government is under control of someone. So when people say to you, our government's out of control, say, no, 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 it is not out of control. It's under the control of somebody other than the people, the sovereign people that it was meant to be under. Well, folks, you have a great weekend, and say your prayers and read your holy scriptures, because there's never been a time that we need the Lord as today. We need to know what His will is and obey His laws if we're going to pull this thing out of the tailspin our nation's in. Well, God bless all of you out there, and don't forget, folks, please don't forget my lovely wife Angela and me. We truly do love you, America. We truly do. God bless you and have a great weekend. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.